Okay, good morning. We are on Shin Chaf Aleph. All right. Primarily, we're talking about Lisha over here. Okay, but these are a lot of intertwined halachot. So let's get to, we are on Ted Zayin. Shin Chaf Aleph Ted Zayin. Just a quick follow-up from yesterday, which continues into today. Is there Lisha, Achar Lisha? If something was completely... already you did all the Lisha, and it's completely ready. So then, it's a question, there's a machlokas, if it's possible to have Lisha achar Lisha. In general, it's probably not an issue, min hatara. The question is, midirabanan, it may be an issue. A practical example would be, let's say you have something like tchina, and you want to, so we learned, if you have an item, that's a belila racha, and then you add to it another item, belila racha, and you want to mix it together, so since you're adding a new item, so that was in Tetvav, one midrabanan, we have to not do it, mix it thoroughly in a hard fashion, bekoach, with hard, quick stirs, but you just mix it gently. But if you're not adding any item, so then this is definitely, it seems to be a machloket, of very latter achronim, it's generally not discussed. And I'll just point out, I know I saw in Orchas Shabbos, he says it's mutter. Let's say you have tchina, and it started to separate a little bit, you're allowed to remix it. I've heard Rav Einer say similar, Maisa, and I heard Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's aser, and Rav Abba Shul says it's mutter. So anyways, it seems to be a recent machloket for the most part. And, okay. And if you have something that is not a mixture at all, then for sure there'd be no issues of lash. Lash, in order for it to be aser, you must be mixing two items. So if you have, I can't say I know for sure how peanut butter is made, but let's say you have an item that is pure peanuts, so then there can't be an issue of lash. If there's an issue of doing tochein originally, that's another story, but once it's finished, once it's completely done with tochein and lash, it can't be an issue anymore.
So you have a spreadable, something that's a spreadable, like a butter or a margarine,
yeah,
hummus, something.
Anything that's
no issue.
Anything that is one item, pure with no added water, then there cannot be an issue.
Okay.
If you added water, so then we get into the question: if you can remix it b'koach or not.
So what's the difference between tchina and peanut butter?
So tchina is mixed with water. It has says.
So
there's a mixture.
As opposed to tahini, the raw, the golmi, is raw tahina that separates.
So raw tahina that separates.
No different than peanut butter.
Correct. If it's a belila,
or
I'm not. If it's one item that there's no mixtures, I don't believe there's any machloket. Okay. Ted Zayin. Shachalayim. So some kind of cress or leaves, herbs, or something they use for food. Shidachu me'erev Shabbos. You crushed it erev Shabbos. Alright? So now it's fine. Or little tiny pieces. Lamachar on Shabbos. Noten yayin v'chomets. You can add wine and vinegar to the mixture. V'lo yitrof ela me'arev. But you can't do it b'koach. Right? Because you're making a belila racha, a loose, paste, but it's a little bit runny, it's loose, and so it's aser derabanan. So therefore, it has to be bekoach, not bekoach. V'chein shum, same too with garlic. Shidacho me'erev Shabbos, the tochein was on erev Shabbos, so that's not a problem anymore. Now lamachar on Shabbos itself, notein pol or greasing, and you want to mix it with beans. V'lo yitrof ele me'arev. So don't be tarif, which means bekoach, or just mix it gently. V'yesh omrim d'lo yarev bekaf ele biyad. And Rama points out, adds, and also, when you mix it itself, it should be done, it should not be done with a kli, it should be done with a shinui. So it could be with the back of a spoon, or it could be with your hand, but it can't, I mean, or like the handle part of the spoon, but not with the normal part of it. It shouldn't be done in the way it's normally done. Okay. And the way the Mishnah Berurah writes it, if you add mashke be'erev Shabbos, you already added the mashke, and now you want to mix it, so then he says you can use an actual kli, but still do it me'at me'at. Again, Depends how you understand what we mentioned before. The machloket, here it wasn't fully, you can see here it wasn't fully mixed. Anyway, so it's unclear modern machlokas, it seems to be. Discussed in modernly. In recent times. Now, when we said you're allowed to mix chardal on Shabbos, it's davka shenatano mi'ba'od yom. That's only if you put it in Erev Shabbos. Because when you pour it in already, the pouring itself is the beginning of Lash, and that's Aser. Right, I mentioned there's a machloket in Tanayim already, about where is the Iker part of Lash, or where does Lash start on a Daraisa level, when you pour it in, or when you're just doing the mixing. Aval b'Shabbat asur latet mashka b'chardal o b'shum ha'katushim mishum Lash. But to put it in on Shabbos in the normal fashion, just to pour in the water, that would already be an Isser, either Daraisa or Darabanan, because it's part of the Lash process. Now, when you read the Haggah, he says, "V'im no teina ochel tchila v'achar kacha chometz o yayin umar v'etzba shari, d'havi shinoi kamo b'shatita." He said, okay, and to do it in the normal fashion, that's what's asur mishum Lash, but if you do pour it in the wrong order, so then that's the shinoi that we already learned already, and then that's okay. V'chein no agin lahatya yidei shinoi. And so too, that is the minhag to do it with a shinoi. Ubamakom shidarko lasuk kach bechol yitain v'shabas achomis techila v'achar kacha ochel. So whatever it is, the normal way that you normally do it during the week, you just reverse it, and then it becomes mutter. Okay. And you put the post can point out that if you're going to be putting in liquid, pouring in the liquid into the powder, assuming that's the reverse order. Just do it with a nice amount of liquid first. Like pour in all the liquid all at once. Because if you just pour in, even though it's the reverse order, but if you're pouring in drop by drop, then in the initial stages, you could be making a belila ava, and that's a problem. Okay. Okay. Right. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, it doesn't matter if you're doing it right before you're eating or for later on. The heter of derech achila does not seem to apply by lash. You can't do lash right before you eat. Okay. Yud zayin mutar lasot yenomlin shehu yain yashan dvash bepilpilin. You can't make this drink that's made up of wine, honey, and pepper. Now the problem is this lash? That's apparently why it's brought over here. Is it so? That's the connection. Bipnei shehu lishtia. So you're allowed to. You're allowed to because you're making it for shtia. Ve'ein osin alun tichu yain yashin umayim tzulim v'shemen afar simon. But if you're making wine that's clear and it's with oil and it's with this afar simon, shehu l'rafua. So actually, here we're talking about rafua. So the issue is. Well, the Mishnah Berurah just points out, don't mix it hard. When we say it's mutter for drinking, if you're doing it for drinking, don't mix it hard. But you're allowed to mix it. Okay.
If you make your own salad dressing with oil and vinegar, and it separates, which is normal, you shouldn't
drink it very hard. So oil and vinegar, I believe, would be mutter lechatchila, to whip it as hard as you want, and to mix it on Shabbos, because that's basically a liquid. And it stays a liquid, it starts as a liquid and ends as a liquid. But if you have something that's, again, it becomes a little bit fine, a little gray area. Where do you get between water and a...
Like maybe mayonnaise and ketchup to make a Thousand Island dressing.
So that would be belila racha. That would for sure be issues. Yeah, right. Could be issues of...
But oil and vinegar or lemon juice and things of that nature, it's water to water.
Right, so that's not a problem. Okay. So anyways, the main point of your design is if you're making something for a liquid, you're allowed to make it. And if you're making, so it depends. If it's very watery, then it wouldn't be an issue. I'm not familiar exactly how thick the liquid is, but if it's, then it wouldn't be an issue of lash. But it's brought up, but here we're talking about, it's a problem when it's for, if it's made only for a fua, you're not allowed to make it, even though it's a liquid, because it's, you're not allowed, just like we can't eat refua or take refua on Shabbos, you cannot make it as well. It's part of the gzera of schikas samamani. Okay. All right, let's go on. Yurchet. Ein shorin et achiltit lo beposhrin velo betzonenin shederech lishrotel rafua aval not no letoch achometz umetavol bo pito. So if the way to eat it is you soak it in, and that's the way to soak it, that's the way to, that's, it's done this way in order to, for refua, so that's not allowed to. You're preparing an item that's made for refua. But if you just want to dip your bread in a liquid, and that's the normal way of eating, there's certainly no problem. Hayash sharui metmo, but if you already prepared it on Erev Shabbos, yeah, it was already soaked Erev Shabbos. So then, mutar lishroto b'Shabbos. So then you're allowed to just continue the process a little bit more and finish it on Shabbos, because it's already soaked Erev Shabbos. V'im, he didn't add anything. V'im sharta mimenu yom chamishi v'yom shishi v'tzarech lishtot gam b'Shabbos, mutar. And if you're already drinking from it, from, from Thursday, from Friday, and you want to continue drinking, it's not a problem. Even if it's for a fua. Saying, we're more strict when it comes to making. But when it comes to, if it's something that some healthy people eat it, then you're allowed to, even if your purpose is for refuah, let's say, a common example, people have chicken soup, let's say, for refuah to feel better. Even if that's their only purpose for it, since it's people also eat it, then you're allowed to, not a problem. V'im shartem menu yom chamishi v'yom shishi v'tzarech lishtot gam b'Shabbos mutar shekachu derech refuaso lishtoso shiva, or really the nusach maybe should be shlosha yamim ze achar ze. So if you have an item that's normally only for refuah, but it's normally done for 3 days consecutively, that's the refuah. The doctor tells you, take it for 3 days. It's very common for antibiotics or any medicine nowadays. They say you have to take it for a number of days. So then it's mutter. You don't have to stop and when Shabbos falls out. Some say if it really doesn't matter when you take it, if you really don't need it, wait a couple days so that you don't have to start. You can finish it before Shabbos starts. But really, you're allowed to. And you, if it's something that you need to take now, you definitely should not push it off. Shekachu derech refuah lishtoto shiva yamim or shlosha yamim zachar zeh hilkach mutar lishtoto betzonein velitein bechama. So you're allowed to let it soak. You're doing a maisa of soaking, let's say some kind of an herb or whatever it is, and you're soaking it on Shabbos and leaving it in the sun. Mipnei shehu sakana im lo yishte mimenu. And the poskim say, even if it's not sakana, even if it's not sakana, nowadays it's Chazon Ish, who's also known, but anything that's for a long-term protocol, even if it's not sakana, that's the minhag as well, that it can be done. And as long as you're not doing an actual malacha, you're even allowed to have it prepared, like soak it in the liquid, and that wouldn't be a problem. So too, that would be for mixing antibiotics. Sometimes you get antibiotics, and it comes, you take it in the powder and the liquid. You don't always have the pharmacist make it for you. So again, we're talking about Lashon Refuah, so here's a great example. You're allowed to mix it, because it dissolves. You're not making it, there's any item, you could always allow to add sugar, you're allowed to add any item, salt, whatever, into food or into a liquid, when it just dissolves and becomes part of the liquid. Or if it makes it even more liquidy. Okay. Yotet. Shum v'bosar melilos sheriskan me'erev Shabbos im mechusarim dicha. Now we're going back to tochen. So here you have garlic and you have bosar, grapes that are not ripe, and some kind of melilot. You ground them down. Some kind of kernels, whatever, you grounded them down. Im mechusarim dicha. If you started the process, I'm not an expert over here, unfortunately, but it's a three-way process to make it ready. You first do risuk, then you do dicha, and then you do shechika. You do the initial stages of smashing and then pulverizing, and then you grind it down. So the halacha is like this. If you started the process only a little bit, you started the smashing process, I guess to make flour or whatever, asur ligmor dichatan b'Shabbos. So you started the process, but you didn't finish most of it. It's usher to continue doing tochein on Shabbos. V'im Ein mechusrim ela shechika mutar ligmar b'shabbos. But if you finish the first two out of three stages, and you pulverized it, and it's almost ready, you just have a little fine tuning to go. You just want to do a little bit more fine shechika tochin, shredding or some kind of whatever it is. Lefichach yilat mutar ligmar shechikas charifos be'etz power b'kedera b'shabbos achar shemoridin uta. So then you're allowed to finish the process on Shabbos itself. Also, another case is, let's say you cook, so we're talking about, you have Maisa Kedera, you have some kind of porridge, or a cooked oatmeal, or you have, even Asan Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, and they say in the name of Chazonish, even mashed potatoes, a baked potato. You take our potatoes inside chillant. Since it's already cooked, and it's already very, very soft, there's no tochen anymore. So even if you didn't do tochen originally, once it became very soft through the cooking process, so then it's no longer an issue of tochen. Can there be an issue? So again, we're going to touch upon this in a sec, but let's say bananas. They're also, it's already very, very soft. So they only say that by cooked, by bananas. It's a modern machlokas about bananas. We'll get to that in a second. But just to point out that it may or may not be the same as something that's cooked, like a soft porridge or whatever.
And how can you compare the refort, which Mr. Berg says is Maisa Daisa, how can you compare that to potato and chon?
So they do, because they're saying they're both soft. It's both cooked and it's both soft. It's actually a question if you can have tochen achar bishel. So that's also a possible kula. But okay. Look inside, good question. Haga, umutar lehachlik ha'ochel b'shabbos v'lo havei b'ze mishum emachik. Hoil v'efshar le'ochlo b'lo ze. Okay, so then, what about spreading things on your bread? Spreading things on food? Spreading frosting on your cake. Is this mutter? So here the Ramah says, Mikar din it is, because this is food. So you're not adding anything. The only time you're Mareach, Mamachik is Aser, is if you are adding and making it better. Here, it's fully edible, and you're not really accomplishing anything. So he says, Mikar din, you're allowed to. Okay, however, he says, he concludes, ומכל מקום המחמר במאכל של תפוחים וכדומה שדרכו בכך תבוא עליו ברכה. So however he says, some are machmer and tavo ala bracha. So generally it's recommended not to, when you put food on any kind of spreads, it's definitely mutter lechatchila just to put it on your food, even to put on frosting. But not to be exact, not to do a perfect spreading job and making sure it's perfectly smooth and exactly the way you want it to look. If you do that, so then it's a machlokas and tov lahachmer.
Or if you fill a bowl of let's say hummus from the container into a serving bowl.
Right. So that's not a problem to put the hummus in there. You don't have to think twice. But if you do want to think twice and make it look super pretty and smooth, so then it's a machloket. Whatever, it's tavo ala bracha, according to the Ramah. Asur liklof shumim uvitzalim. It's interesting, when you say tavo ala bracha, it's important to look at the sources inside. Sometimes it's a machlokas if it's mutter asur, or sometimes it's just, it's recommended from a rishon or an achron, because it looks like you're doing a malacha. So, okay, just something to think about. Asur liklof shumim uvitzalim kishakolif lehaniach avalech ola altar shari. Now, general rule, any time you want to remove the outer layer of a peel, of nuts, so he points out that if you're doing it for later, it could be borer, and it could be asur to do it for later, but if it's done immediately, so then certainly that's mutter lechatchila, that's called derech achila. Okay, let's just point out a couple quick examples before we finish. So fine, we touched upon mashing bananas. In case it wasn't clear, can you can you mash bananas on Shabbos? So that happens to be it's definitely a machlokas. I know Rav Moshe, Nigras Moshe, and just, if you're interested, there's a famous tshuva. It's got a very long tshuva, a lot of short little essays in halacha. It's interesting for Hilcha Shabbos. Chelek Dalet, halacha, tshuva, it's Ayin Dalet or Ayin Hay, or maybe it's both. Anyway, so in there he says you're allowed to mix mash bananas without a shinui. And same with Rav Avadi Yosef. The reason he needs is because, number one, they both hold, you're allowed to do tochein. Even if you, first of all, they say it's not tochein, because you're not dividing anything into little pieces. It's specifically tochein is when you're grinding things up into making them little pieces. But when it comes, so here you're just smoothing down or mashing down the same item. It just makes it, just altering the form a little bit, but you're really doing nothing. And it's certainly no lodge, you're not moving to making it into a liquid. And they also point out you can do tochein as part of derech achila. That's from the Rashba. You're allowed to do tochein if it's while you're eating or right before you're eating. But then, Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Chazanish, so they're machmer al-chatchila, that you shouldn't do it unless, because Chazanish doesn't use these words, but it's almost like super tochein when you're mashing it. So like, I think he says something along the words, Inlecha tochein yoter mizeh. Again, I did not see the Chazanish inside, just quoted. In fact, it's interesting to point out, one can look, Rav Moshe quotes the Chazanish, and he says the Chazanish in two different places. One time he says it's mutter lechatchila, but you're doing nothing. But the one that everyone else always quotes is the Chazanish who says it's aser. He leaves it as pretty much as the Tzara Chiyon on the Chazanish. But anyway, Shmir Shabbos Kelchas, he says lechatchila, one should not do it. Or if you're when you do need a mash it, just do it with a shinui. Just do it with the handle of a spoon or the handle of a fork. Okay, some say by a spoon, it's not, I think it's normal to use a spoon. I use a spoon. But I've seen it written down that people don't use a spoon, they only use a fork for kids. I don't know if that's true. So he says, therefore, you're allowed to use, even if one of you machmer, you could use the spoon itself. But anyways, whatever is a shinoi, that's what's okay according to the machmerim. Let's see. Right, we spoke about cooked soft potatoes. So there, Shmir Shabbos also says it's mutter. It says it's right based on the similar to the and the Chazanish that it's mutter because it's already cooked and it's already as if it's been ground down. The cooking process already made it as if it was already a nitchan, and you're allowed to do tochein achar tochein. Okay, let's see. Anything else you want to talk about? Grating carrots. If it wasn't clear, so grating carrots would be tochein, especially using a grater. That's a kli miyuchad, so that would be nisr deraisa, because you're making it. Doesn't have to be necessarily in balls. It could be thin little pieces of shredded. Same thing when it comes to cheese. So that would be a problem. Carrots grow from the ground. It could be nisr deraisa. Would be gvina would only be nisr derabanan because it doesn't grow from the ground. Grinding coffee beans. So that would be if you have a special grinder, like peppers, would be nisr deraisa. Okay, but we learned there is a way to. Well, anyways, there is a way to make it if you do it with the shinui, both on a plate and the item that you use, like a pesto, would be with the shinui. Let's see. Whipping mayo. Can you whip mayo? So we basically discussed that. The same thing by doing tchina. Can you whip it? So some would be machmer to do it full force, to not do it full force, and some are makel to do it full force, no problem. Because you're not adding anything new, it was already completely done before. Let's see. Having something spray out of a can, even though it makes whatever, katsefet, some kind of a foam, that wouldn't be any kind of a problem. Whipped cream, whatever you're doing, that would not be an issue. You're not doing anything. You're not, it's just the air makes it puff up when it sprays out. I think we mentioned you can just sprinkle some stuff on your yogurt, wouldn't be an issue. Sugar dissolves, granola just sits on top, and you just eat it. But to start mixing it in, so that could be a question. Okay, I think that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, I think I'll just real interesting for those who want to hear something half be'iyun. There is a Tosefta, it's a Mishnah. And in Shabbos it says Ein Miraskin. You're not allowed to miraskin some items. You can't mash it. So modern day Hebrew, that would mean you can't mash it. Right? We spoke. So in other words, is mashing called tochein? So that's a machloka we mentioned. So I just want to point out that some want to say from here you see you can't do miraskin since it's beferish. So I just want to point out that sometimes modern Hebrew is not the same as Mishnaic Hebrew, Tanaic Hebrew. For example, we know Nin, modern day Hebrew. What's a Nin in modern day Hebrew? It's a great grandson, right? And Nin in modern in the Tanakh is a son. So it's very different. Anyways, Rashi translates Miraskin as Mechatchin, as cutting with a knife and chopping up. So you wouldn't have a raya based on how Rashi reads it. You can argue how the Rambam reads it. Some say the Rambam's doing the same thing. He uses them interchangeably. So just all right. And then when the Gemara says by Ein Miraskin, not only does it say Rashi says it means Mechatchin, the Gemara says on Miraskin, it says the Gemara is Beferush. It says it specifically. Why is it Aser? It doesn't say because it's Tochein. It says it's because it's Tircha Yesera. So no matter how you translate it, according to the Gemara, it shouldn't be an issue. And then they ask on the Rambam, who writes, when he talks about it, he says because it's Dome LeTochein. And then they ask, how does the Rambam say that? The Gemara says Beferush. Anyway, stop.
Rabbi Miller, I have a bone to pick with you. Why don't you say Yoel? You're confusing it. You're quoting Rishlam Zalman and Chazanish and Rav Moshe's name, and Rav Moshe's name is Rishlam Zalman's name.